Hey friend, welcome to the Start Scared podcast, where we are mamas who are wanting, craving, needing more in our lives outside of just being a mom. We love our babies, but man, have we lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life. My name is Christy, and I'm a wife, mama, teacher, an Enneagram 6, and a projector who used to be bound by what I thought I was supposed to say, do, or be. So much so that I'm trying to discover who Christy is right now in real time. Together, we're going to have honest and real conversations, just like girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. We're going to cut through the BS stories we tell ourselves and find clarity to start scared on putting ourselves first. Because girl, who you are outside of being a mom still matters. It is time that we live out the dreams and the desires that God has placed on our hearts, even if we don't know what that is quite yet. But I got you. We're in this together. So grab your drink, meet me on the back porch, and let's do this. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Start Scared. I am so excited that you are here. I'm so excited that you are taking time out of your day to spend some time with me. And it's not lost on me that you use your most finite resource, your time, when you come and listen to Start Scared. So I'm really just grateful for the time that you spend with me each week. And the amount of growth that Start Scared has had over the last couple of months is like astronomical and mind-blowing and humbling. And I'm just so incredibly grateful. And it's all because you share it with your friends. It's because you share it on your Instagram stories. It's because you leave reviews. My biggest goal for this podcast is to spread it far and wide to as many mamas who need to be reminded that who they are outside of being a mom still matters. And I don't pay for ads and I don't pay for, you know, sponsored posts. It's I want it to organically reach other women. And you are the reason why we keep reaching more and more women. So thank you. And if you haven't taken the time to leave a 5-star rating and review yet on whichever podcast platform you listen to Start Scared, I would be so incredibly grateful if you would do that, because this is the most organic way to get our message into more mama's ears. Because like Apple Podcasts has a suggested podcast that, you know, if someone is listening to a podcast, they suggest it, like suggested friends on Facebook. And the more reviews we get, the more it will boost it up in the algorithm and share it with more mamas who need to hear it too. So if you wouldn't mind just taking 5 seconds to leave a 5-star rating and review, maybe tell what you love about the show, why you listen to it each week, maybe something you learned or your favorite episode, I would just be forever grateful. So thank you for that. So this episode is going to be short and sweet. I have been dreading cleaning out my closet. I don't know if you are anything like me, but it takes forever. And it's a long, drawn-out process, and you second-guess what you want to get rid of, or you struggle with the organization piece, or maybe there's some articles of clothing in your closet that you're holding on for dear life that maybe one day you'll fit into it again, or maybe it holds a special memory of a past event that you wore it to. Whatever it is, cleaning out a closet is a very intimate experience, and it's something that I wanted to do, not just because I wanted to get rid of clothes, obviously I needed to do that too, but also because I thrive in an organized space. And I don't know about you, but like if your external world is cluttered, it makes your brain cluttered. That is so me to a T, so I don't know if you can relate to that. But so I walk into my closet multiple times a day. And so when it's cluttered and things aren't in the right order, or, you know, if I have things sticking out that don't belong wherever they, you know, should be, then it kind of stresses me out. And so I have been working on my closet for the last couple weeks, and I did the long hang and the dresses and the pants and my dresser. We have a dresser in the closet. I did that a couple weeks ago, and I've just been dreading doing my sweatshirts and my sweaters and my shirts and my shoes, my jewelry. It just takes forever. Hey girl, I hope you are loving today's episode, but I wanted to pop in and share a little bit about our vacation rental in Port O'Connor, Texas, which has long been considered the best kept secret on the Gulf Coast. It is known worldwide for its fishing, for its hunting, for its birding, for its kayaking, and it's really just peaceful, slow down lifestyle. So if you're looking for a place to spend a long weekend with your family or go to the beach for a week, but you don't want the hustle and bustle of like a touristy beach town, then Port O'Connor is the place for you. And we have the most incredible house for you. It's called Tide Runner Retreat. Port O'Connor is such a special place for us. My husband Frank and I actually got engaged there. And one of our lifelong dreams was to own a house here. And now we do. And now we are letting other people stay there and renting it out. And it's such a wonderful place. It is 5-bedroom, 5.5-bath. It has a hot tub. It has a pool. It has a golf cart. It sleeps 14 people in beds, so you don't have to sleep on a pull-out couch. And it really has everything you need, all the comforts of home, TVs. The drawers are labeled in the kitchen, which is my favorite part. It has all the kitchen appliances that you may need. And it's just a wonderful place. So we do have it on Airbnb and we do have it on VRBO, but we also have it on our property manager's website, which keeps you out of all of the fees of Airbnb and VRBO. So if you go to firstmatevacationrentals.com/590519/, that will take you directly to our booking site. You can check all the pictures, read the descriptions, and then you can book directly from that page. And if you have any questions, slide into my DMs at Christy Lockhart. Tide Runner Retreat also has an Instagram page. So if you go to @tiderunnerretreat.poc, you can check that out there. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask me. I'm an open book. I love this place. I love this house. And I hope that we get a chance to host you for a long weekend or a family vacation. All right, girl, let's get back to the episode. And as I'm going through my closet today, I just finished. Yay! I felt really grateful to be able to not only honor the clothes that I had that served a purpose for the season that I had them, but also that I get to gift them to other people. And I tell that to Bruce all the time, you know, when we talk about donating his toys, that, you know, these things, these items, these toys, these clothes, whatever it may be, they've served their purpose for the season that you had them in. And now it's our turn to bless somebody else. You know, someone blessed us by, you know, giving these gifts to us, or, you know, you blessed yourself by buying yourself a new outfit. And it served its purpose. And now we get to bless other people by donating them to someone else. And so that's something that I really feel a lot of gratitude that I get to do that. And that now I've got 3 big trash bags full of clothes that I can donate to somebody else and kind of pay it forward. But also, I feel a sigh of relief. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but I know if I walk into a room and it's cluttered, or there are papers on the counter that don't belong, or there's just things there that don't have a home, I feel very overwhelmed. I feel very stressed out. It makes my body feel a certain way that I don't like. And so I heard a quote, and I don't even remember the exact verbiage of it or who said it, but it went along something like this. If your external space is cluttered, it causes clutter in your brain. And so that's why it's so important to have an organized, clutter-free space. And so that's why cleaning my closet has felt so like a big sigh of relief, because it's not cluttered anymore. I walk in and I can see all the things that I have, and my tank tops are color-coded, and my short sleeves are color-coded, and my long sleeves are color-coded, and my pants and my long hang, and it's all the way that I like it to be in a system, in a way that makes sense to me. And it feels like a sense of relief. So I don't know if you can relate to that, that your external environment affects your mental headspace, whether in a negative way or a positive way. So if it does, because maybe things are cluttered or things aren't where they are meant to be, today I challenge you, or this week or this weekend, I challenge you to take some time to declutter some spaces. Like, we all have that junk drawer in the kitchen that is a shit show. So take 10 minutes, put on 2 or 3 songs, and declutter and organize that junk drawer. And I bet you are going to feel so much better. So girl, we are meant to do big things, big and wonderful things. So if that means that we need to declutter some spaces in our home so that we have more space in our brain to do those big things, then I challenge you to take some time and do that. You know what spaces need to be decluttered. And I know that it can be stressful and I know that it can be overwhelming. And I know that sometimes you just don't know where to start. So like I said, set a timer and see how much you can get done in that timer, or challenge yourself to, you know, a few songs and do as much as you can in those songs, and then take yourself a break, but then celebrate the work that you did because it's moving you towards having the space to create the life that you want to create. All right, girl, I hope you had an amazing Easter. We celebrated at Frank's mom's house with his brother and all three kids. It was such a great time, and I feel so grateful that we got to spend that time together. And so I hope that you had a wonderful Easter. I hope that it was celebrated with family and friends and laughter and your favorite food and your favorite drinks, surrounded by your favorite people. So with all of that being said, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Start Scared. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Come on, mama.
Hey, girl, duty calls. Thank you so much for listening to the Start Scared podcast. If anything resonated with you today, I would be honored if you would screenshot and share this episode on Instagram and tag me at Christy Lockhart so I can get super excited and personally say thank you for taking the time to get our message out to even more mamas who may also need to be reminded that they still matter outside of being a mom. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and to be on this journey with you. So cheers to you and our growth together. I am rooting for you and I love you. And remember, you matter. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.